Editor's note: this article was originally published on February 10, 2025. Shopping in Waterdown used to be typical of a small village, several small shops catering to different needs and mostly clustered around the village core of Dundas Street between Main and Mill Streets. However, in June 1961, an application was made by the Swirsky brothers and listing agent C.D. Haynes to establish a village shopping plaza on the east side of Hamilton Street north of Dundas Street, and council approved it in principle. They planned parking for 240 cars with easy access from both Dundas Street and Hamilton Street. Concept drawing for the plaza, July 1961. Flamborough Archives, Waterdown Review Collection. The design was modular, allowing for easy adaptation for any type of business. The construction methods were new and promised to be lower in cost, with savings to be passed on to the tenants. Ontario Hydro's Hamilton office was to use it as an experiment, heating it with a heat pump. That was the easy part. Digging the basement and starting the foundation began almost immediately, as noted in the July 20, 1961 edition of the Waterdown Review. But, like almost every project in Waterdown, there were multiple delays over the next 3 years. Clearing the area for the construction of Village Plaza, July 1961. Flamborough Archives photo. The Village Council issued a building permit to the Swirsky brothers in 1961, but because of the amount of floor space, approval was necessary from the Ontario Department of Labour, which took several months. A copy of the completed plans for the shopping centre was presented to council in April 1962. In May 1962, Mr. Swirsky came before council to ask who had jurisdiction over his building permit. The Department of Highways regulated the setback from their roads, Highway 5, Dundas Street, but the village bylaws regulated the erection of the building. Plans submitted to the village and to the province were slightly different, which was the reason for the approval delay. A revised concept drawing for Village Plaza, May 1963. Then there was the matter of parking spaces. The village had no specific bylaw regarding zoning for shopping centers, so it was suggested that the current bylaw be amended to allow for 8 parking spaces per 1,000 square feet of retail sales floor space. This required an Ontario Municipal Board hearing, where it was rejected. A revised bylaw for 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet was eventually approved. Construction on the roof of Village Plaza is completed, March 1964. Flamborough Archives photo. Finally, in May 1963, Mr. Swirsky announced that construction on the new shopping center would begin in early June with completion expected by October. The initial tenants were IGA Food Market, CIBC, Village Bowl, 12 Lanes, Jessup's Pharmacy, LCBO, Gainsborough Restaurant, Waterdown TV and Appliances, Modern Canadian Shoe Repair, Speed Queen Coin Laundry, Carousel Hair Fashions, Town Shop Ladies Wear, and Village Barbershop. Most stores opened between June and September 1964. Over the years, many other stores have found homes in this plaza. An expansion to the north was planned in the late 1980s. It would have incorporated more stores and professional offices, but it never received Niagara Escarpment Commission approval. The plaza was given a facelift in the spring of 1988, which also coincided with the opening of Foodtown in the former IGA space. That is when Gino's Pizza and Byway opened their doors, and permission was granted to develop the south end of the property with a full-service Pioneer gas station and car wash. That building is a story for another column. Village Plaza on Hamilton Street North as it appears today. Flamborough Archives, Lynn Lunstead photo.